Israel has supported an Egyptian-proposed truce. Palestinian resistance groups say the offer does not meet the demands of the Palestinian nation. Over a week of continued Israeli strikes have killed nearly 200 Palestinians and counting. The public outcry is immense. What needs to be done to stop the killing of innocent civilians? I'm Homa Lesgi and you're watching The Debate.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the resumption of the offensive on the besieged Gaza Strip, following a six-hour halt. Israel has carried out over 1,300 airstrikes across the besieged territory over the past 8 days. According to the UN Reliefs and Works Agency, three-quarters of those killed in Israeli airstrikes are civilians, adding the immense destruction has left thousands of people homeless. Hospitals in Gaza remain in dire need of medicine and equipment.
This is unacceptable, and that's why we call upon the international community to react to stop this Israeli aggression against our people in Gaza. This situation is absolutely unacceptable by all international and human codes and by all international conventions.
In retaliation for the deadly attacks, resistance groups in the Gaza Strip have fired dozens of rockets and missiles towards Israel, setting off sirens in Eilat, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Haifa and Rehovot, among other cities. Hamas has also deployed several drones over Israel. Many analysts believe Tel Aviv was not expecting Hamas to have become so strong under an ongoing siege that dates back to 2006. Meanwhile, there are talks of an Egyptian-brokered truce in a bid to end Israel's deadly offensive and to pave the way for a long-term ceasefire. Hamas's top official Musa Abu Marzouk says the resistance movement is still debating the proposal, but there's been no official position as of yet. Earlier, the group's armed wing rejected Egypt's truce proposal, pledging to intensify its battle against Israel as long as Tel Aviv presses ahead with its attacks on Gaza. A senior leader of the Islamic Jihad resistance group has also refused to accept a ceasefire without conditions. Khaled al-Bach says history will only repeat itself if they negotiate the terms after accepting a short-term truce. He says any truce should take into consideration the demands of the Palestinian people, which include ending the siege on Gaza and opening border crossings.
Palestinians see in Egypt as one strong ally of Israel now. They are wondering how come Egypt is now intervening to stop the bloodshed while Egypt itself is besieging Gaza. Egypt is bringing about a safe exit mechanism for Israel and for its army that failed so far to bring an end to the ongoing war.
Speaking in Vienna, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on Arab countries to push Hamas to accept the Egyptian-brokered ceasefire, citing great risks in case of further escalation.
Israel has a right to defend itself, and it is important for Hamas not to be provoking and purposefully trying to play politics in order to gain greater followers for its opposition.
Kerry, however, made no mention of the fact that under international law, an occupied nation has the right to self-defense against the occupiers. Israel's disproportionate war on Gaza, which has already claimed more lives compared to the Israeli war between 2008 and 2009, has led to massive anti-Israel rallies worldwide. People in many countries, including the U.S., Britain, Venezuela, and Spain, among many other countries, have taken to the streets in recent days to condemn Israel's disproportionate offensive that has mainly targeted civilians, most of them women, children, and the elderly.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from North Carolina is human rights advocate and university professor in Lebanon, Rania Masri, and with us live from San Francisco, investigative journalist Mr. Lee Kaplan. Thank you very much for being with us. I'll put my first question to Lee Kaplan, our guest in San Francisco. Mr. Kaplan, we heard there in that report parts of what the resistance fighters or Hamas is saying as to why it's not as of yet accepted the truce that's been proposed by Egypt. I mean, Israel was very quick to accept it, and then it said that because Hamas is not accepting it, it's going to continue to intensify attacks on the Gaza Strip despite the international outcry. Now, what we're hearing from these resistance groups, and I'll quote for you here, is that Egypt's role is good and should be welcomed. However, we have, they say, experienced this in the past. This is not going to resolve the problem. There will be a temporary truce, they're suggesting. Then these attacks and the main problem, which is, they say, the occupation, the siege, that will remain. So what's your opinion about that?
Oh, your report is not accurate. Your report is very biased. The fact is that the Hamas and the Arabs have cried wolf too many times. Now we've had missiles, 12,000 rockets fired against Israel, and 1,000 just in the last week or so fired against civilian populations in Israel. And when you talk about civilian casualties on the Arab side, most of those casualties are actually the family members of the Hamas leadership who are used as human shields in the homes of the Hamas leadership who have been attacked by the Israeli Air Force.
So does that make them legitimate targets?
Absolutely. If they're in the house with the head of Hamas, with the organizations who are doing the missile bombings, and they're there as human shields, yes, they become legitimate targets.
Let's bring in our guest.
You know, the regular population.
Yeah. Go ahead.
May I finish? The regular population of Gaza is civilians are not targeted by the Israeli Air Force. The Israeli Air Force calls on the phone, drops leaflets, gives them warning before any attacks are done in the vicinity, which are attacks specifically on legitimate Hamas targets, not on average Palestinians who may not be involved in the war. And the leadership, the Hamas leadership, is enjoying luxury living in Gaza right now, while these people are subject to a war that is not benefiting them in any way.
Okay, now, Ms. Masri, let's have your opinion on this as well. Mr. Kaplan was saying there that Hamas basically...
If I may respond, using that unbelievable logic then, if the Palestinians were going to use F-16s given to them at the behest of U.S. taxpayers and attack the homes of IDF members in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, wherever they are, and warn them with a phone call, would that make it legitimate for them to then destroy their homes, their schools, their hospitals, their synagogues, their ambulances, their cafes, so long as they warn them on the phone or distribute a leaflet? Because according to your guest speaker, membership in an organization makes an individual a legitimate target. Now, if your speaker, if your guest, has a problem with that logic, then the speaker obviously has a problem with logic used against him. What we need to recognize very clearly is that what we have right now in Gaza is, one, an occupier exercising criminal behavior, because Israel does not have the legal right for self-defense against an occupied state. Gaza is under occupation. Consequently, the occupier, Israel here, does not have the legal right for self-defense. Second, since Gaza is under occupation, Palestinians in Gaza actually do have the legal right to defend themselves against Israeli provocations, Israeli airstrikes, Israeli bombardment, Israeli criminality. So we need to put this within the legal context very clearly.
I'd like to know where Ms. Masri got her degree in international law. First of all, Israel is not, Gaza is not occupied, okay? In 2005, Israel removed every Israeli from Gaza in order to try and make peace, okay? And when she says occupied, she refers to the very existence of the entire state of Israel.
If I could respond to that.
Go ahead, Ms. Masri.
If I could respond to that.
We'll come back to you, Mr. Kaplan.
Legally speaking, one does not need a degree.
Ms. Masri, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll allow Mr. Kaplan to continue his debate, but you go ahead with your response to that specific issue. Ms. Masri, if you can, I'll come back.
One does not need a degree in international law. One simply needs to be literate in the Geneva Convention. And it is very clear here. Although the Israelis did remove the illegal Jewish settlers from Gaza, Israel continues to maintain an illegal bombardment and control over airspace, sea space, and land space in Gaza, consequently making it an occupation. This is the truth. As for looking
of
Israel proper as an occupation, that's not my logic and that's not my language. What is clear, though, is that all of Israel proper does enforce a kind of apartheid.